Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 24th of February, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello.
Glad you're here. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Kelly.
All right. That show today. Cool. So, Charlotte, I'd like to start with you, and you wrote up some observations from yesterday's shareholders meeting, Apple shareholders meeting.
Yeah, it was Apple's annual shareholder meeting yesterday. Top line is Tim Cook and the others are going to get paid a lot because the shareholders advised that that was acceptable and the board got reelected. The interesting thing that jumped out to me was some comments from Tim Cook. Notably that Apple has acquired 100 companies over the last 6 years. Some of those our readers will remember. Shazam, $400 million in 2018. Dark Sky as well was picked up by Apple in March, just under a year ago. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty impressive. It basically works out at a acquisition every 3 to 4 weeks. No surprise, Cook said that it's about both the technology and the talent.
Sure.
But so it's interesting in itself. It's also interesting how many of these we must not hear about, right?
Yeah.
If there's one happening basically on a monthly basis, mm-hmm. I know for a fact that I don't write one of these stories on a monthly basis.
And I don't read one of these stories on a monthly basis. So,
although if you work for one of the companies that Apple buys and would like to tell me you're being bought by Apple, charlotte@macobserver.com. Hi.
Charlotte looks forward to your letters.
Yeah, very much so. But it's an interesting one. And when we were discussing this before the show, our colleague Dave Hamilton pointed out that I'd written a similar story back in May 2019, where Tim Cook said the company Apple was buying a company every 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So why have they slowed down?
Yeah, sure. Apple slows down. Yeah, maybe that should have been the headline.
Maybe it's because they're doomed.
Yeah, it's probably because they're doomed. So at May 2019, Apple had bought between 20 and 25 companies in the 6 months before that. Mm-hmm. So arguably, it has actually slowed down for reasons during 2020, I'm sure we can imagine.
Yes.
But it's interesting that this is we're joking about the slowdown because it's a bit silly to make that point. But it is clear that there has been over the last few years a consistent pattern of acquisition of various types of companies. And mm-hmm. it is a serious bit of what Apple basically does day to day, really. And, you know, even when we're not talking about the big name acquisitions, new stuff is going through Apple.
Yeah. And part of generally, when we've seen this before, we have seen acqui-hires, I think they're called, when what Apple really wants out of the company is people who work there. And we've also seen we're glad the people come along with it, but we want the technology of it, like Shazam and Dark Sky, which you mentioned. So, I think
particularly with Dark Sky, that was about both things, wasn't it? They like the people and they like the technology.
Yeah.
And Shazam, right.
Yeah.
It applies to Shazam too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because the people who built something particularly clever and unbelievably useful to folks. And you know, Apple wanted in on that. That doesn't seem like none of the ones that we know about seem very mysterious at all. You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense. Apple would want weather to be better, so they bought Dark Sky. Apple would want asking the S lady who sings that song to be smarter. And so they bought Shazam, which everybody was using to ask who sings that song. So those make perfect sense. Yeah. The ones I'm curious about are the ones we don't necessarily know about, or when we hear about some of them, and it doesn't seem like a thing that necessarily makes a lot of sense for Apple to be doing.
Yet.
Right. I mean, we kind of get there all the time.
Yeah, so, exactly. Exactly.
Brian, I'm totally going to put you on the spot with this, but do you think some of the ones that we're not hearing about have to do with the car, perhaps particular auto stuff?
Yeah, in some way, or, you know, the autonomous aspect. of cars, AI related stuff, probably some VR / AR related stuff. And then, no, actually not in the media side. To our knowledge, they haven't been buying companies, just buying content.
No studios, no. I mean, and they haven't.
No libraries or studios.
No, yeah, no.
Which was my next question was, hey, Charlotte, we haven't really heard anything on the media side either, right? So
no, we've discussed it before in this show, haven't we? Should Apple buy, like, the James Bond catalog? Should it buy this studio, that studio? Doesn't seem like it's that interested in doing that. Yeah, it's kind of building up Apple Studios, isn't it?
Yeah, have you two noticed, I'm going to derail us a little bit, but have you two noticed, like, the articles recently about mainstream articles about people watching particular content over and over again, and either it being, you know, good and comforting, or maybe it's a sign that you're crazy, or I mean, like, I've seen several different angles on this particular topic. Have y'all noticed those?
Rumors that I'm watching The West Wing for the third time in my life are at this point unconfirmed.
Yeah, the comfort, the comfort food aspect of of watching our favorite series more than one time. That's what Apple doesn't have.
So I'm actually done a link teaser that will be up by the time you're probably listening to this show, that talks about the success of Ted Lasso and how the comfort food factor that you're exactly describing, Brian, is part of the reason why so many people enjoyed that show.
That is one show. And to be fair, I recently rewatched it.
It is.
Well, I haven't tried. Has anyone tried to rewatch Mythic Quest, Kelly?
I have not.
Did you watch it the first time?
I did not. That's why I'm not rewatching it. God, it's next on my list. I'm just in the midst of honestly, I'm on my fourth time through Ted Lasso, so that might be why.
Right, the proving Brian's point.
But there's not enough Ted Lasso to get people to subscribe to Apple TV Plus yet, for the sake of rewatching Ted Lasso.
Yet. Well there's
only going to be three seasons.
Right, but there's also not enough other stuff over there, because things sort of grow into being comfort viewing, right? Like,
yeah, for sure.
You know, what I have for comfort viewing, you know, like, yeah, it's Empire Strikes Back is my Mr. Rogers cardigan sweater of movies. Like, I will put that on whenever I want to be watching something that will make me feel better. It's Empire Strikes Back 100% of the time. So, like, there, you know, Brian, you have something that is probably not Empire Strikes Back, and I'm pretty sure Charlotte doesn't turn on Empire Strikes Back. But, like, that's a movie that I've watched for basically as long as I've been allowed to exercise viewing decisions. So, you know, that's part of what I like about it, is my long-term relationship with it. So, you know, like, a lot of Apple TV stuff, you know, all the TV stuff, like, the oldest stuff we have is, like, a year and change old. Like, if you know, if The Morning Show is your comfort viewing, like, that's a new development because it hasn't been around, relatively, it hasn't been around all that long. You know, if your jam is Gilligan's Island or, you know, whatever, like, even, you know, like, that's something that's been around a long time, and all of Apple's stuff is pretty new and brief. Like you said, Brian, like, I was going back through The Crown, and there's four seasons of The Crown, and there's, you know, a number of, I don't remember the number of episodes. It's 10 or 12 episodes a season, and each of them is an hour or so. And so, you know, that's a viewing commitment. And, like, Charlotte's going through The West Wing, possibly. Sources familiar with the matter have informed us that Charlotte's working through The West Wing again. And The West Wing is how many seasons, Charlotte?
Seven of about 24 episodes.
Okay. And seven. I wanted to say eight, and I knew that was wrong.
Seven. It starts in the first year.
So seven, and then you know, like, The Office is one that a lot of people like, and that had a number of seasons and, like, 20 episodes or so a season, if I recall. So that's another big commitment. So I haven't seen a lot about that, Brian. Like, I've seen a couple of articles, but I haven't seen, like, a ton.
Yeah, fair enough. I had, and it is an argument for Apple to buy more legacy content. Apple clearly hasn't gone down that path or has not found the deal that it wants.
Mm-hmm. As far as we know, it's as far not as in the acquisitions that we know about.
Give it another couple of weeks, yeah, and there'll be another acquisition.
Yeah. But it is interesting that Apple has gotten so big that, I mean, it used to be the tech journalists and mainstream journalists alike were out trying to ferret out every single company Apple was buying. Mm-hmm. And I would say with 100 acquisitions in the last 6 years, that a whole bunch of those are flying under the radar.
Yeah, exactly.
Virtually all of them.
The fact that we can name, there's a few, isn't there, from... The biggest one was obviously Beats. I don't know if that's quite in the, because of the time, that was 2014.
That's not 6 years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, it's slightly out of the time frame, but from Beats onwards, it's been things like Shazam, as we've said, Dark Sky, they're the ones we know about. I think there's been a couple of smaller ones that we have reported on, but I think you must be right, Brian, that a lot of this stuff is either AR, VR related or autonomy and vehicle related.
And AI too, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, definitely. But I think Apple's commitment to AI seems pretty intense.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if that was not the case.
Especially when you think about how, you know, like Apple's using AI for a lot of stuff, but they're just calling it machine learning. Like there's a certain amount of that that is very closely related, unless I'm completely screwing
for
that
sure.
up, Brian.
No, for sure. For sure.
So particularly, and Ichabod agrees, particularly when
that's technically my ergo rest. My apologies.
Oh, okay.
I've got a bad bearing.
All right.
What I would love to know actually is how many of these acquisitions am I affected by on a day-to-day basis? So I've discussed the Dark Sky precipitation thing and the Snowfall thing, mm-hmm. which I kind of like. I know some of you guys use Dark Sky previously and think actually some of the features, the way Apple's embedded the features thus far, is not as good as pure Dark Sky. But I wasn't using Dark Sky, I was just using the basic weather app, and it right. has improved my experience of the basic weather app.
Mm-hmm. And I would also point out, like, there is still Dark Sky for me to use. That's sure, not is. Always the case. Yeah. You know, when something gets folded into Apple, you know, sometimes the original form of that particular thing evaporates.
Can I take us on another tangent? Another time?
Sure.
So firstly, I am a tiny shareholder in Apple. I have been forever and a day. Doesn't affect my coverage of Apple. It is also interesting to me, in light of Apple talking about having to make it 100 acquisitions, that one of the frequent refrains we would hear from analysts and armchair pundits, especially on the outside of the Apple, you know, echo chamber or world, whichever, you know, if you're feeling not charitable or charitable, is that Apple should be using its money to buy companies for, you know, to buy income streams. And we don't hear that anymore. We haven't heard that for a very long time, because Apple would do what it's been doing with these 100 companies. But Apple hasn't had to defend that in a while when it comes to the quarterly conference calls with analysts. And that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we haven't seen... Yeah, well, because that is a piece of coverage that we used to sort of get regularly. You know, speaking of comfort viewing, that was stuff we used to get that we don't really get anymore, which is
notable. Like Tony Sakanagi saying, basically, you know, congratulations on your record quarter. Now, when are you going to do everything like everybody else does? Like, you know, that used to be his question every conference
every time.
Call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some variation on that. But Apple hasn't really been challenged on spending its money to buy companies. Now, part of that may well be because Apple has been spending a lot of its money to send it back to the shareholders in the form of stock buybacks and ever greater dividends. Mm-hmm. But Apple has been using some of its money for these acquisitions too, and they're both flying under the radar, and Apple isn't getting hammered by analysts for doing more of it. And these are changes. I mean, like, you know, Apple basically is not the same company it was when Tim Cook took over.
No, very, very much not, for a number of reasons. And when the company, as you say, the company Tim Cook takes over will be definitely a very different company that he hands over to his successor in however many years that may be.
All too soon, I'm afraid.
You think, oh, Brian's going to start succession talks there. What are we talking, 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, I think if I recall, the latest share package is about 4 or 5 years long, isn't it?
I think so.
Thereabouts, yes. And I would imagine that he's going to want to shepherd in another market or life-changing product like Apple Watch. And in particular, I mean the glasses, or maybe even get the car out the door or shuttered one way or the other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, 4 or 5, I could see 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
It's probably as early as 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Apple, I'm trying to think, if Apple could buy one company, what company would I like it to buy?
That's a fun game.
Ooh. It is a fun game because we had Elon Musk saying, well, I tried to get Tim Cook to buy Tesla and he didn't pick up the phone, which was fun. For a while, there was Apple should buy Spotify, but obviously that didn't happen.
I wish Apple had bought Instagram rather than a certain other company having bought Instagram.
Yeah.
And you could argue the same perhaps with WhatsApp to improve
messaging,
encrypted messaging, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who's out there now that would be a good fit for Apple.
All of my thoughts along those lines have always been about buying legacy content.
Yeah, I think, you know, the MGM, buy the Bond library and the way it's done with stuff with Peanut. Yeah. I think that probably would help. But also that doesn't seem to be... as we've said, doesn't seem to be the priority.
Yeah, I wish.
Could it? I mean, should it be? Should it be buying? You know, chip makers to like move Apple Silicon forward? Is there a viable option out there in that market? It's not a market I have a particular expertise in.
Yeah, buying TSMC would be interesting, like locking up their technology. But Apple has not. Apple has, in general, not wanted to buy its expert supply chain companies unless it absolutely had to.
Yeah. I wish, for a while, I really wished that when we very, very, very first started hearing rumors about Apple getting into television, whatever that meant, this was, you know, before there was an Apple TV or anything, when we started getting ITV rumors, I think that wasn't that what it was called, Brian? ITV?
Sure.
Can I just say, as a Brit, that's very funny because we do actually have a channel here that's already ITV.
Yes.
And I suspect that's actually why.
There's an excellent chance that's not why it's not. When we first started getting those rumors, I wanted Apple to just go buy TiVo. It was a nice interface and, they would have everything that they needed to give you something that could just do everything in you know, sort of an Apple-y way. It would have been great. That didn't happen. And now, like, the Apple TV box that we have, we've discussed before, it's getting long in the tooth. It's expensive. It is increasingly an albatross. It's stopped being a black box and started being an albatross at this point, in my opinion.
They could still buy TiVo, but I have a better answer for it.
And I would like them. Well, I would, if that Apple TV isn't going to go anywhere, then buying TiVo makes more sense to me again. And so, like, who knows? But you have something better.
I do. Are you ready?
I'm sitting down.
I would love for Apple to buy Dell, sell the company, and return the money to shareholders. Because Apple to buy Dell for the, like, you know, one
today in Brian Chaffin is the worst.
Listen, and it's not that I wish ill on Dell employees, nothing like that. I just, you know, both Michael Dell needs to be, you know, ridiculed for having said what he said all those years ago.
Apparently forever.
Today, Brian holds a grudge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it was a ridiculous statement, you know, even at the time. So, like, there is a tiny bit of merit to that. I wonder, like, the other thing that I thought you might say, Brian, was Plex. Since I was talking about
Plex
TiVo.
Dave's the big Plex user. I've never used Plex.
Oh.
And I would be surprised if that would be the way Apple would want to deepen its content.
Well, yeah, that wouldn't be a content library acquisition. That would be a nice way to interact with your own personal media. It would be,
Yeah, but Apple's not interested in you interacting with your own personal media. Apple is very interested in you interacting with
media.
Well,
you say that, except that was the whole premise of iTunes, and still kind of is.
Yes.
You go in the TV app, you have all other content.
Yeah, but that's all shifted to Apple, like, basically wanting to stream it and host it.
Yes, and it's all often content that you've had to purchase through app. It's all content in that.
Yeah, and Plex is all about you keeping local control of your stuff.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's a slightly different thing. I don't think it's such an alien concept, but I take the point you're making.
Yeah.
I accept your apology.
I mean, we've already called... They decided today is the worst.
Yeah, so
I am.
And thank you, Charlotte, for that show title. That's gonna do it for us today. It's been lovely having both of you here. Thank you, Brian and Charlotte, for coming by with your opinions and insight. I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.